Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I understand, Liv, what you're saying, but I don't know when there's a right time to do it. And I think sometimes you just have to, if you're going to go for it, shoot your shot. Hey, it is Joe McKenzie. And Liv, you think it's inappropriate what went down?
Yes, I do. I find it inappropriate. I think there are many, many different ways that this could have gone down and that this person could have asked. This just wasn't the right thing.
I have audio what happened, but why don't you set this up?
So I'll set this up. So Mike Johnson, who is a former Bachelorette contestant, you might recognize him and his name because he went on a handful of dates with Demi Lovato and was basically going on a press tour about it. They're no longer dating, and he was being interviewed by Michael Strahan, Kiki Palmer, and Sarah. They had their own little segment on Good Morning America. So he is being interviewed by these three professionals, and then he decides in that moment, in that live interview, to ask out Kiki Palmer during this live interview while she is trying to do her job.
I made a mistake. I don't like dating in public, but if I were to ask you if we can go on a date, how would that make you feel, you know?
What did you say?
I heard she's super adventurous, right?
Well, she's super adventurous.
Super adventurous, right?
But Mike, I'm going to tell you something, right? Now, you mess up, I'm coming for you. You don't want that. But I will say, y'all look real good together sitting there. I ain't going to lie to you.
Okay,
yes,
well, when's he supposed to ask her?
Maybe he asked her when the cameras go down and it's just him and her right there and he can, start a conversation and then be like, you know, I would love to be able to take you out. Like, let me know. Maybe then. Or maybe you wait until she's not working and you slide into her DMs, because I know people who have, like, there's so many celebrity couples that have gotten together through the DMs. So many couples just in regular life that have gotten together through the DMs. Why couldn't he just like DM'd her or something like that? Like, that is so awkward. It is so inappropriate. She is trying to do her job. You're putting her on the spot. It's not cute. I don't like that.
833-563-2539. Are you agreeing with Liv the Web Girl? Do you think it was inappropriate for him to ask her out on a date while she was working? Because let's just do most normal people, especially back in the day before DMs were such a huge thing and we'd all slide into each other's DMs. Like, when are you supposed to ask, let's say, for example, Liv the Web Girl, she's a bartender or a waitress. Am I supposed to not ask her while she's serving? Like, if I really genuinely would like to take her out?
No, I don't think so. Not when you're working.
I'm supposed to wait for you then, like, creepily to come out, like, stalk you and wait for you to come out of the diner?
No.
Like, hey, I've sat here for 4 hours, and it looks like you finally checked out, and can I take you out?
No. You know what you can do if you would like to while a woman is working, while a male is working? If you really want to, if you're at a restaurant or at a bar, you write your number on a napkin or on a receipt and say, hey, would love for you to contact me. And then that person, if they are interested, they can text you when they're off work, when they're not busy, when they don't have a million things going on. This is awkward too. If you are someone at a bar and you're asking a bartender out, like, she still has to serve you drinks for the rest of the night. That is so uncomfortable and awkward.
There's other bartenders there.
No, but not always. And like, it's just a run. It's just, I think this guy, to me, was undermining her. It totally seemed like he was undermining her. He wasn't taking her seriously, that she was here at a job. I just think it was totally inappropriate.
I think she just was embarrassed and was overreacting, like, how could you ask me this at my job?
And
it's
she,
like, seriously?
No, she played it off so well. So I tweeted the video. Actually, you can go to @JoeandMackenzie on Twitter and watch the video, and you can actually see her face and see her reaction. She looks stunned, and she looks embarrassed, and she looks put on the spot. And I just don't think that's appropriate. Also, the fact that this guy says, I hate dating publicly, and then publicly, live on television, asks this girl out on a date, I just don't think it's cool. There's a difference, too. Now, say that they were dating and he wanted to, like, propose. I think that's cute. But a first off date, that is just so inappropriate.
I always hear from women that guys never take any action, like they don't do anything. This guy clearly and appropriately, nothing inappropriate, like laid out his intentions. Hey, you, me, would you like to go on a date?
No, doing something actually is going through all of the effort it would take to, after the show is done, get her number, find a way to contact her. Get a hold of her.
All right. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. It is Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now, the number 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl says this guy, Mike Johnson, was being inappropriate because who did he ask out on the show?
He asked out Keke Palmer. She is an actress and also one of the hosts on this segment of Good Morning America.
I understand it's live TV, but like that's her job. Where else is he supposed to ask her? He probably won't see her anywhere else. And isn't it better to do it in person than to slide into a direct message?
I don't think so, especially not when you're a celebrity, because a lot of times you're protected. You know, you're around a lot of people, and she is a celebrity. He, not so much. He's a wannabe celebrity. And I think that he could have also done it when the cameras weren't on behind the scenes, or he could have gotten her number from her agent. I mean, I don't know. All right. Just not there.
Jade, good morning. You're on Joan McKenzie. What do you think, Jade?
I think that he contradicted himself whenever he said that, yeah, I don't publicly date, but then here I am. Can you want to go out and date sometime? And I do agree with Liv when she says that, you know, he could have asked her off camera when the cameras weren't rolling, because he did really put her on the spot. And I've been in that situation, too, where, you know, you're with a group of people and a guy just, like, asked me out. And I was kind of just like, this is awkward, you know. Some people play it off really well, but I thought she acted appropriately, just considering, you know, she was working.
Don't you think, though, that, Jade, that shows, like, the ultimate courage, because the biggest rejection could happen, that he really wants to ask you out, that him doing it in front of everybody is, like, a nice thing?
No.
I do. I will admit, I give him props for having that courage, because I think you mentioned, Joe, that, you know, some women do kind of say that guys don't really handle up and, you know, get the balls to ask a girl out. But, I mean, kudos to him for actually, you know, going through with it. But, again, kind of like a wrong place at the wrong time. You know, maybe it was an impulsive action as well. Like he didn't really realize what he had done until after he had done it.
Okay.
I think it was inappropriate. It was the wrong place, not at work. And also, to me, it kind of showed an arrogance. Like, oh, I'm going to ask you out on live television because,
oh, please,
of course you're going to say yes.
Stop it.
Yes, especially after he was going around town talking about how he was kissing Demi Lovato.
Maybe that's not what he likes to do. Maybe he wants to change his ways, and he just was once again stuck in a situation he didn't want to be in. Jade, thank you for your call this morning. Grace, you're on Joan McKenzie, and you're like, do you think it's inappropriate to ask her out on a date while she was working her job? Grace, are you there? Dang it.
I think we might have lost Grace.
I think Grace got a little nervous.
Grace was probably agreeing with me. And she probably got nervous because you set her up.
What do you mean? I asked her the exact question, so she could have given me an answer.
I just don't see how you don't see this as inappropriate at someone's workplace, you know? I just think it'd be the same thing if someone were to call up right now and I was single and someone were to call up and I did not know them and they said, hey, would you want to go on a date with me live on air? I would be like, it just is uncomfortable.
You could at least say, let me get your information and we could talk. And here's my thing. I guarantee you right now there are people listening that work as maybe a receptionist or something where you see people come in and walking and they're like, hey, can I take you out sometime? And I bet it's worked out great. I guarantee you, as a matter of fact, that it's happened. So I don't know why we're making such a big deal about Mike Johnson doing this. But hey, we all got opinions of what's right or wrong. You guys want to stay single and sad alone forever? Go ahead. But Mike Johnson was trying to help out and shoot a shot.